In many areas of law, family law, property law, California and Illinois take very different views. But on this, the laws of both states agree. You can't reach into another's car, grab a Bichon Frise, and toss it out into traffic during a fit of road rage. Nope, it's against the criminal law in Pasadena and Peoria. And that's to be expected. Most people would rise to protect the breed of dog with a striking similarity to a snowy ball of fluff, no matter the level of its owner's incompetence on the interstate. And as we all know, animal cruelty laws punish people who harm such pets. But animal cruelty laws go far beyond simply protecting the fluffies of the world. The same statutes that help protect hapless pups also protect a neighbor's ox, let's say. A Bichon, a bison, they're all the same to legislators. In California, for example, it's a crime to do any of the following to any animal. Overdrive, overload, drive when overloaded, overwork, torture, torment, deprive of necessary sustenance, drink, or shelter, among other things. My dog hearing this might have a word with me on the deprive of drink part. We do sometimes forget to freshen his water, but that language is open to interpretation, and I'm the lawyer. In California, then, hearty stereotyping here, it's not surprising that there are cruelty to animal cases involving atypical animals, those far less standard than the one in the Bichon Frise fiasco. Take a tortoise. Police did, from its owner, after finding the 50-year-old amphibian in a shopping center petting zoo with shell cracks and worn toenails. They seized the tortoise, one Rocky, using as authority the cruelty to animals statute, and gave him away to a local college. Not a research college, apparently. Rocky's owner then asked the court to return Rocky, and the court agreed, quoting both Shakespeare and Dickens. Bottom line, under the circumstances and under the statute, police can't give a tortoise away. He returns to his owner, who, the concurring opinion notes, had his conviction for animal cruelty overturned anyway. But California is California, where not all dramas can have happy endings. Conviction stands for some movie producers out west who used mice for purposes consistent with the torment language of the statute, put it all on film, targeted at a very unsettling market niche. The court decided that mouse traps are one thing, a mix of mice and high-heeled shoes as a money-making scheme quite another. In the heartland, we, fortunately, have none of those Hollywood-type animal cruelty cases, more the bison type, offering protection to many species. In Illinois, no person may beat, cruelly treat, torment, starve, overwork, or otherwise abuse any animal. An animal is defined as every living creature, domestic or wild, which means that you must feed your 16 head of cattle, for example, as one owner found out in 1963, convicted of animal cruelty. And many jurisdictions, not just California and Illinois, offer protection to animals other than the standard family pet. Goats in Arkansas, cows in Missouri, geese, ducks, and a turkey in Texas, a raccoon in Florida, even a tarantula and a snake in Indiana. So needless to say, it's a crime to harm a dog or cat, but it also might be a crime to harm an arachnid. Better watch where you step, and I'm not talking about the mice. I'm Amy Guida.